Sport on RTE Radio 1.
Morning, Ireland. 25 to 8, and Des is back with lots of sports news.
Lots of sports news. We'll start with last night in Dublin, the Europa League final. Great occasion, by the way. Really well organised. No problems, it appeared. And Italian underdogs Atalanta caused a big surprise. They ended a 61-year trophy drought, and they beat Bayer Leverkusen and ended their dream of an unbeaten season in Europe. It was 3-0 to the Italian side. Ademola Lookman scored a sensational hat-trick for Atalanta. He's London-born, of Nigerian descent, but he's been a bit of a journeyman, hasn't really made it anywhere, so Peter Crouch was especially thrilled for him.
Honestly, this is why you play football. Someone like Lookman, who's been around a footballing nomad at times, someone who's been Sunday League to Charlton to Fulham on loan, Leicester, you know, Leipzig. He's gone around the houses to get to the moment where he's found a home today and scored a hat-trick in a European final. It's an amazing story, and those fans will never forget the name of Lookman, Ademola Lookman. It's absolutely sensational, obviously really emotional for him, his family, I'm sure, and it was a footballing masterclass from Gasperini. They were brilliant as a team, but so pleased for Lookman.
Yeah, the point was being made, Atalanta winning shows that it doesn't have to be one the super clubs can win, because obviously money dominates the game now. And they're from Bergamo, which was hit by, do you remember, was the centre of the outbreak in Italy?
Those first few months. I mean, yeah. The scenes from Bergamo and that area were just so distressing.
Gasperini, their manager, was saying how the resilience of the town and all. So, God, they were in great voice last night anyway around Dublin. Lots of activity on the football managerial front. Bayern Munich in advanced talks with Burnley over the appointment of Vincent Kompany as their new coach. Chelsea want to speak to the Leicester boss, Enzo Maresco. They're pursuing a replacement for Pochettino. Maresco was previously assistant to Pep Guardiola at Manchester City. It's also reported that Ipswich manager Kieran McKenna is not going to accept a new deal from Ipswich because of interest from Chelsea and Brighton. And here at home, she's an Ipswich fan, for people who don't realise. Ian Ryan has stepped down as the head coach of Bray Wanderers, and tonight in the Premier Division, Waterford host Drogheda United. Now to Gaelic games, and there were scenes of wild celebration as Offaly secured back-to-back Leinster under-20 hurling titles with a hard-fought 3-point win over Dublin in front of a huge crowd in Portlaoise. The official attendance was over 15,000, but I think that doesn't include children, and there was thousands of them. Offaly won it by 118-115. But when Dan Burke put Offaly 6 points ahead in the first minute of stoppage time, there was a pitch invasion by all these kids, which caused a 2-minute delay. Then Dublin got a goal when the game restarted, and suddenly Offaly had to hang on. It was extraordinary stuff. I asked earlier who's the happiest Offaly man in the world. One of them must be the Offaly chairman, Michael Deignan, who joins us now. Morning to you, Michael.
Morning, Des.
Lots of counties have good underage teams, but they don't get support like this. Like, the attendance last night was bigger than any Leinster senior match last weekend. Why does the county of Offaly love this bunch so much?
I think there's a couple of things, Des. First of all, we've been down for so long. You know, we didn't win back-to-back under-20 since 91, 92. And that led on, I suppose, to that great team in the 90s that I was lucky to be part of myself. And, you know, we were in the Christy Ring a couple of years ago. We couldn't get out of it. When I became chairman, it took us 2 years. We're in the Joe McDonald final now, so we were at a very, very low ebb. And these young guys have come along, and I suppose the principles of sport will never change. You know, heart, guts, determination, but it's the skill and flair as well of these guys. They're great characters. You know, I suppose Adam Screeny is the poster man, but he, and rightly so, he's a brilliant young man. Liam Hoare, goalkeeper, who saved 2 penalties in the last 2 weeks. He was sick last year. He had cancer, came back, like, never missed a training session last year when he was sick. And you know, Dan Burke, captain, all these, like, they're amazing young men. The people have awfully loved them, I suppose. And it's kind of hard to explain as well. It's just the I suppose we haven't had anything to cheer, but I think the way they play and the personality they have and the management team that they have and everything else have just lent itself to that, Des, and it's unbelievable. There was close to 20,000 people there last night.
And will it filter through to the senior team? It doesn't always.
It doesn't always, but I suppose in Offaly it always has. Any underage team we've had that's been successful, we always, because of the size of the county and the small numbers, we have to make it. So look, there's 5 of the lads already on the senior team. 2 of them played last Sunday, like, you know, in the Joe McDonagh semi-final against Kerry, and a couple more of them were rested because of the match on Wednesday night. So, I, you know, there's already 4 or 5 in the panel. there's no doubt most of the lads will play senior. And you know, it's, and I just to mention there's like, this doesn't happen by accident. There's huge work going on, and our sponsors are so important. Glenys came in after having a bad fire out there, because they rose from the ashes, but we're doing the same. Shane Lowry was on to me last night again. We're all in this together. We're small county. He's on last night. He's, the man is just lunatic for it, and you know, he's having a great run as well. And we're very proud of the sports people. We've Pat Smullen, God rest him, the great jockey. We've had Olympic athletes, and we're just a small county with big heart, and these young lads are just a joy, and we love them to bits.
Brilliant. Okay, well said, Michael Dygan. Thanks for that. The Irish men's hockey team scored a fabulous 2-1 victory over Belgium in Antwerp. Belgium are ranked number 2 in the world. Matthew Nelson and Lee Cole got the Irish goals. In cycling, Britain's Alex Pritchard won the opening stage of this year's Ross Tolchin. Defending champion Dylan Corkery got off to a good start, leading in the main bunch after a 3-man breakaway stayed clear to the finish line. Danielle Hill qualified for her second Olympic Games, breaking her own Irish record in the 100 metres backstroke with a time of 59.11 at the Irish Open. And the Leinster rugby team flies out to London this evening ahead of Saturday's European Champions Cup final against Toulouse at the Tottenham Stadium. And we've racing this evening in Limerick. It starts at 5:25.